get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Welcome to Why She's Winning with your host, Christy Rutherford, the master of office politics and self-care advocacy. Since June 2020, her clients have earned over $1 million in promotions, raises, and bonuses. Surprised that women are still getting paid during a pandemic? Well, with Christy, these success stories are the rule, not the exception. Now is the time to take your career to the next level and live a life of total fulfillment. So, let's welcome your host, Christy Rutherford.
Hey, 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 Christy Rutherford here, and welcome to another episode of Why She's Winning. I can't wait to share this information with you, so buckle up and let's get ready. Today, I'm going to be sharing 5 leadership philosophies of Dr. Miles Monroe. Do you know who Dr. Miles Monroe is? Well, let me share. He was an incredible leader and theologian from the Bahamas. He grew up very poor. In the Bahamas, he said that roaches and rats were his best friends. And at 14 years old, at some point in his elementary school, they ended up colonizing. And he got some teachers from Scotland. And those teachers really talked down to those kids. And so he was told that he was a half-bred monkey and that he couldn't learn sophisticated things. And then the teacher got in his face and said he was stupid and that he would never learn and that his brain was not developed right. Ladies, are you checking on your teachers and what they're telling your kids? Anyway, Dr. Miles Monroe ended up graduating number one from his high school. He earned 3 bachelor's degrees in 4 years, a master's in 18 months, and had been awarded 5 honorary doctorate degrees. He wrote 60 books and 48 of them were bestsellers, and he taught millions and millions of people in 132 countries before, tragically, his private jet crashed in 2014, killing everybody on board, including his beloved wife. So Dr. Miles Monroe is an icon. What's interesting about Dr. Monroe is I didn't know who he was until he got killed. Because I saw leaders that I respected, like Bishop T.D. Jakes and Les Brown, and the world was mourning someone. Great leaders were mourning their friend. So I said, who is this man that these great leaders are calling friend? Because birds of a feather flock together. And if the people that I respect and that I admire are mourning a friend, I wanted to know who that friend was. So I started looking him up on YouTube, as you can look up anybody. And phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. I actually bought a journal to start taking notes because he gives insight about leadership philosophies and leadership principles and kingdom principles. He's amazing. So I want to share 5 of his quotes today with you so you can get a little bit of insight into who he was and you can get one of his 60 books and study him and watch him on YouTube like I did to get so much insight from him. So, number one, Dr. Miles Monroe said, every person was born to solve a problem in their generation. Most people get a career and not a call. So our jobs become a prison because we never find out what our work is. Most people get a career and not a call. So our jobs become a prison because we never find out what our work is. Ladies, do you have a job but feel unfulfilled? Do you have a great job, but hate it? Do you make great money, but you feel like you should be doing more? More what? More something. I don't know. Do you live a life that people just admire, but you are just unhappy and unfulfilled? It's because you're doing a job and not the work that you were designed to do. You're going to your job, but you haven't answered the call to become greater and to be greater and to make an impact where you're supposed to. Most people get a career and not a call, so our jobs become a prison. So everything that you have right now, you can use to fulfill your destiny. I had somebody email me a few weeks ago and she said, how can I fulfill my call with financial constraints? Let me tell you something. There is never going to be enough money. There is never going to be enough time. There are never going to be enough supporters. Start where you are with what you have. If you don't have any money, what can you do? My good friend Michelle Washington shared this picture of start with what you have. She's a drummer and she was drumming on the bottom of a trash can. Right? If your passion is to be a drummer, what do you have in your house? If your passion is to be a writer, what do you have? What can you start with? There are so many free resources out there. So many free and low cost resources. That's one. Two, what are you willing to give up and sacrifice? Everybody wants their dream to be fast, cheap, and easy. And I haven't met anybody or eaten anything that was good, fast, cheap, and easy. It's not going to be fast. It's not going to be cheap, and it's not going to be easy. And if that's what you want, stay in your job. Right? If you don't want to get uncomfortable, stay in your job. If you don't want to spend a dollar, not a dollar with an ER, a dollar on a coach or an event or a program or to invest one freaking dollar within yourself, stay in your job and stop complaining that you feel like you should be doing more. Stop drinking, feeling like you should be doing more. Stop taking anti-anxiety and depression medication, thinking you should be doing more. You can. And I truly believe depression is destiny suppression. Depression, destiny suppression. So many women are going nuts because their spirit is stirring around and they know they can be great and they know they could be making an impact in this world, but they're simply afraid to just step out and do something different. So it's easier to self-medicate. It's easier to just crumble than it is to just say, you know what? I'm just going to go jump off this cliff, or I'm going to do something different. Something absurd to go after my dream. I'm going to sell network marketing products. I'm going to get a part-time job. I'm going to create something. I could do something in my free time. Whoa, wait a minute. Wait. Free time. I have no free time, but I binge watch on Netflix. I have no free time, but I watch my favorite show every freaking week, or my favorite shows with an S. I have no free time, but I watch the news every single day, morning, noon, and night, because I need to stay current in what's going on. I have no free time, but I spend an hour on the phone every night complaining about my problems. Right? So is it the fact that you don't have any free time, but is it really about not having vision and clarity of where you're meant to be and what you're meant to do in this lifetime? Having a vision of what you're going to accomplish while you're here on this planet. Having a vision about what your call is and not staying stuck in a job that you hate and that is draining and killing your soul. So what are you willing to do to start doing your work? And understand, there'll never be enough time, there'll never be enough money, and there'll never be enough support of people who you love to go and achieve your destiny, but you do it anyway. Number two, when purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. When purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Well, what does that mean? Well, you don't know your purpose and you don't know what you're meant to do in this world and the work that you were called to do, you're gonna always feel like you're out of place, or like you're being taken advantage of. And what's interesting about my career is I was successful in my career. Rockstar, hello. right? But I used to look out the window and say, man, the business world is missing me. Regardless of how many accolades and trophies I had and all these things, that all these accoutrements of success and all this stuff, I would look out the window and say, man, the business world is missing me. Oh, entrepreneurship, there are people who need me. But then I would stop and say, how can I feel that way? I have it all. No, I didn't. I thought making $100,000 was a lot of money until I met people who were making $300,000 a month, right? I thought I was doing something at six figures. Ladies, don't get it twisted. I was not. When I started meeting people who were making $300,000 a month, I was like, oh, there's another level, right? So you always feel like you're being taken advantage of, or like you're out of place when you don't know your purpose. Now, I know exactly what I'm supposed to do. When you know what your purpose is, you know who your friends are. You know exactly what to do every day because you know how you spend your time is either going to get you closer to or further away from your purpose. You know how to spend your money. So I have a friend who wants to be a speaker. Wants, with an S. For years, he had been talking about being a speaker. For years. And I kept sending him saying, hey man, you know, I got some people who do speaker training. They're going to cost you $15,000, $20,000, $25,000. But if you want to be a speaker, invest your money. He said, I don't have any money. I have no extra money. Okay, great. So this friend ended up getting a settlement for whatever. And he got double of what I just quoted. And he actually bought a house with that money. And then I talked to him probably 6 months later. And he's still complaining that he wants to be a speaker. He doesn't have any money, but he told me about that. I have a friend who talked about wanting to be a speaker, and it's what he wanted. It was his dream. He wanted to emulate this guy and speakers like make a lot of money. And I was like, hey man, I got some people who do speaker training, but they charge $15,000, $20,000, $25,000. But they're great. And when people leave there, now you have everything that you need to speak. Well, he didn't have any money. Okay, great. Whatever. I don't care. You don't want to spend your money. You don't want to invest it. You don't want to put it on a payment plan. I don't care. Whatever. And so some time went by and he ended up getting a settlement, which was double about what I quoted him on the speaker stuff. And so when we talked again, and he said, yeah, I got this settlement and I'm still waiting. I'm waiting on God to give me the money for the speaker, to be a speaker. I'm waiting on God. I'm praying and, you know, all these things. Oh, woe is me. I'm chanting and I'm waiting for God to give me this money so I can become a speaker. And I said, you got the money. When he told me about that settlement, you got the money. But your purpose was not known. Now, it was known, actually. But instead of taking that seed and truly believing that you got the money that you asked for, you put it in a house. So his purpose was known, not believed. And he took the money and put it where it didn't get him closer to his purpose. So ladies, when purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. You're always going to feel like you're out of place. You're always going to feel like somebody's against you. You're always going to feel like you don't have enough. But until you acknowledge and believe and be so clear on it, let me get my hands on $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. You know what I'm saying? I already know what to do with it. I wrote it down. It's clear. But he took that money and bought a house. Come on, man. Come on. And then I was like, God gave you the money. But you put it where, one, it's not doing anything for you. I mean, the house is doing something, but it's not moving you towards your dream. And you're still crying, woe is me, I don't have any money. Abuse, abnormal use, is when you're living and working a job that you're no longer passionate about and you feel dissatisfied. No amount of money, when you're wanting to walk in your destiny and you're wanting to unfold and be great, nothing that you have is going to satisfy you. That Lexus won't satisfy you. That Louis Vuitton belt won't satisfy you. That big house that you bought won't satisfy you. That job that you thought would give you everything that you desire won't satisfy you. It's time to go to Destiny, ladies. If you feel undervalued and bored, regardless of what you've achieved, regardless of the money that you have, it's time to start working towards your purpose. Hey, we need to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Do people tell you that you should be satisfied with all you've achieved, but you still want more? Are you destined to be great, but you can't figure out how to manifest it into your present reality? In Christy's latest book, Trauma Default, you'll learn how unhealed childhood trauma and incidents from your past stops you from moving forward to the next level of your future. You will also learn how to find your purpose and step into your destiny. Get it at traumadefault.com.
And we're back. Number three. One of the greatest tragedies in life is to watch potential die untapped. Are you that person that always says, one day I'm gonna do this. One day I'm gonna write a book. One day I'm gonna learn how to play the guitar. One day I'm gonna play the piano. One day I'm gonna take care of my mama. One day I'm gonna retire. One day. How long have you been saying this? I remember a couple of years ago talking to people and we were talking about writing these books. Oh, I'm going to write my book. So I would talk to people who want to write a book. Oh, we're going to write a book. We're going to write a book. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be great. I've written 8. And these people are still talking about writing their books. And then what's funny, ladies, they got mad and inboxed me and told me to slow down because I was making them look bad. Man, get out of here. What are you talking about, Willis? What? You want me to slow down because I'm making you look bad to who? Don't nobody know. You want to write this book because you're not producing anything. Get out of my inbox. Right? So what are you saying? What are you going to take to your grave with you? Because I'm going to tell you something, ladies. People are checking out of here. I don't know. If you're looking at your timeline and if you're looking at the people that you went to school with, or you got friends and family around you, everybody's not making it. There's something happening, planes crashing, trains crashing, cars, automobiles, ships, all these things are going on. House fires, people getting hit in the head with bricks, wrecking motorcycles, hit and run. You don't know when your day is going to come, but I tell you what, ladies, none of us is making it out of here alive. Not one person, not one, not one, not one. Everybody's going to check out of here one day. And to think that you have until retirement is naive. To think that you have and you are guaranteed your glory years, your golden years, your retirement years is simply naive. To think that Social Security is going to be there for you and your pension is going to be there for you. If something happens to you right now, or if you find out tomorrow that you got a year to live, what are you going to say? Are you going to be like, man, well, I'm going to live this best year because I've gone for it. Or are you going to be, oh, woe is me. I should have, would have, could have when I had the time. This is unfair because I've saved all my money. Or this is unfair because I'm 2 years away from retirement. Or this is unfair because I was just about to get my Social Security check. Hello? I mean, tomorrow is not guaranteed. So what can you do now? What do you have now? Where can you start now? Because like I said earlier, there's never enough time, money, and support. Never, ever, ever. Ever, 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 ever. And why should God give you more when you're not using what you got? Now, let me say that in a more corrected Harvard vernacular. Why should God give you more when you're not using what he already gave you? You're not using what you have. You're not serving where you are. You're not pumping people up and celebrating people where you are. You're not sowing any seeds where you are. You're not happy with what you got. You're not happy with the 3-bedroom house or the 6-bedroom house. Now you want a 12-bedroom house. You're not happy with the Lexus. You want a Maserati. But when you had a Honda with the check engine light on, or a Suzuki or a Ford from the 80s. I don't know how old you are on this line, but when you had the car that, I don't know, you had to have duct tape on the tire or something. You know, like, if you're not happy with what you have, why should he give you more? If you're not grateful for just life and walking and talking and being who you are, why should you get more? You're not grateful for what you have. Everything, you prayed for all of this stuff and you got it and you're still miserable. Why should he give you more? Why should life open up another door for you when you haven't given 1 ounce of thanks for waking up this morning? You're not given 1 ounce of thanks of being able to walk and talk and type and go to a job, because there's plenty of unemployed people out there. You're not given gratitude for having a car and having the ability to dress yourself and have a shower and have food. Just the smallest things. Why should you be given anything when you haven't given thanks for the basic things that you get every single day? What are you grateful for? What have you been given? And if you want to go to the next level, what do you have in your hands now? Don't die with the story still in you. Don't die with the book still in you. Don't die with the music still in you. Don't die without being a speaker. Don't die without serving other people. Don't die without being an event planner. Don't die without making homemade granola and selling it at the farmer's market. What can you do? How can you start right now where you are with what you have? Number 4, never allow someone to judge you based on their measurements or their tests. How many times has someone made you feel some type of way because you didn't do it as good as they did, or you're not the same leader, or you can't high jump, that was me in high school, or you can't sing, or you're not a great writer, or you're not a great whatever. Whoever it is, or whether it was at school, a job, a boss, a coworker, friend, lover, everybody has been judged and told that we didn't measure up to something. But was that who you are? So it's almost like that meme that says, climb this tree. You have a monkey, a dog, a bird, and a fish. Of course, the monkey is going to be the person that can climb the tree, but is that the true standard? And who created that standard anyway? Ladies, you are unique and you have a distinct personality. You're not going to perform at the same level, regardless of what it is. So when you allow someone to judge you based on their measurements, you're going to fall short. When somebody has created a test to determine whether or not you're going to succeed, you're going to fall short. Talking about tests, let me talk about my SAT or even the GRE. Laughable. But I'm one of the biggest nerds that you know, but I don't do tests well, standardized tests. So do you feel inadequate in some areas because you're not performing to that level? Or who's judged you and said that you aren't good enough, or they make you feel some type of way because you can't do something? But they're judging you and only seeing your weaknesses, and they're not looking at your strengths. And are you so busy working hard trying to change the weaknesses or mask it as opposed to capitalizing on your strengths? Or do you judge other people and only point out their weaknesses and never see their strengths and highlight them? Is it done to you? And if it's done to you, surely you know what it feels like. And are you doing it to other people? We're all dysfunctional, first of all. We talked about that already. We all have different dysfunctions that make us unique. And when you know and understand that you are made perfect and that your uniqueness is what's going to allow you to carry out your destiny, then you will embrace your weirdness and your uniqueness and just say, this is who I am. Magnify your strengths. And you can work on your weaknesses, but don't just focus on them and make some person or, excuse me, and don't just focus on them and feel some type of way because you don't measure up to other people. Last thing, number 5, most great leaders don't talk about their struggle while they're in it. They tell you when they are out of it. Followers talk about their struggles all the time. Which one are you? Are you someone who complains all the time about the drudgery and the woe with me and all the challenges that I have, on and on and on every day? Giving a highlight on social media of every challenge and opposition that you met in the day? Or do you just go out there and win? And most great leaders and most champions never tell you about their struggles. They just don't. It's pointless unless it's in an effort to teach. Most great leaders don't talk about their struggles while they're in it. They talk about it when they're out of it. And if they do share when they're out of it, it's only to inspire other people that they can do it too. Followers talk about their struggles all the time. So are you constantly talking about and sharing the woe is me story of your life and how it should be different and woe is me and all these things? Or can you just simply go through the process and do what it takes to get it done and then turn around and share that insight with other people so they can make it happen too? So ladies, I hope you've enjoyed these 5 leadership philosophies from Dr. Miles Monroe. And remember, happiness is a choice. What are you choosing?
Thank you for investing your time with us today. Get Christy's free case study, How to Pivot in Your Career and Recession-Proof Your Income Without Getting Another Degree, at www.changenowwithchristy.com. Until next time, be sure to subscribe to our channel and share this episode with a woman who needs it. Your life will never be the same for the best.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.